Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Where do you go to pray? When you're not here, that is. Where do you feel God's presence? Seek God's peace? In the woods? At sunset? Among the prairie grasses? In the footprints of a mountain? Beside fresh water? Water is a big one for me. Also, my kids' bedsides at nighttime, over a sink of dishes, pulling weeds in the garden. When Luke and Paul and all of those holy men sailed across the sea, first from Jerusalem, then through Turkey, and then on to Greece, they were far from home. They were far from their houses of worship. And on the Sabbath, the day that they were charged to keep holy, they looked for a place of prayer in a place where there was no synagogue. Like so many people before and after them, they went down to a river to pray. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Not per se because the river was a spiritual place for them, but because the river had water, fresh water, running water. And prayer for Paul and Luke and all those holy men required water for washing hands. The river had one more thing, people. Without a synagogue, faithful Jews would know to find and gather at a place of prayer near a river or a lake. Not only did Luke and Paul and all those holy men find water and people, they found women. Don't get any ideas. The people gathered around the river were women gathered in a place of prayer. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray. And who should they find but a woman named Lydia? I imagine Lydia sitting there by the water looking for God. Not a Jew by birth or geography. She was from Turkey and now in Greece. She was a businesswoman in a man's world. Wealthy and established. She didn't have to go to the river to find a place to pray. She wasn't required, but she wanted to. She needed to. Something compelled her to gather. She was a worshiper of God. One who was Jewish was not Jewish, but has come to believe in the God of Israel. One who felt God's presence and sought God's peace. One whom Acts 2 mentioned has been called by God. A couple centuries later, St. Augustine wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." St. Augustine, of course, was the 4th century church father who famously wrote his Confessions, which outlined his sinful youth, his words, and his conversion to Christianity. God has given us tradition, community, the Word of God, and the sacraments, as if to say, "Find me here." And yet, the power of God is not limited to faith traditions and church buildings alone. This is our Father's world, after all. Some sense God out in the wilderness, or in the sweetness of home, preserved in memory as if a song, or in an old wood chapel on a small lake near the North Shore. God is there. God calls to us there. "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. It was there at the river, at a place of prayer, that God opened Lydia's heart to listen to Paul and the holy men with him. Now, some say she was converted or changed, and I'm not so sure. There's no conversion in the text, no change mentioned, only an opening. As if what she had always felt, always hoped for, had become even more real to her. That the God of Israel, the God of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, of night and day, of all that is, of all that was, of all that will be, is mercifully present for her. Outside of the faith, outside of the tradition, outside. God is there. And God is calling all of creation to God's self, and sometimes finding the most unlikely people to follow. Saul becomes Paul. Peter becomes the rock. Lydia the worshiper becomes Lydia the Christian. Augustine the sinner becomes Augustine the saint. God changes things. Oh, sinner, let's go down, down to the river to pray. We don't have a record of what Paul spoke that day. Something about Jesus, the good news, how the God of Israel saw it fit to be born in human flesh, a baby, and save the world. Not through power, but weakness, foolishness, and death. Death on a cross. How he descended to the dead, to hell, so that no one would be cut off from the Father's love, from the Father's life. And so that we could trust in this love, this life, Jesus was raised up and presented himself alive for us. You can find God in the woods at sunset among those beautiful golden prairie grasses, in the footpaths of a mountain, beside fresh water. God is there in beautiful and powerful places. And God is there with us in hard places, in our brokenness, in our pleas for forgiveness, in our search for health, in the suffering that we face, in our very death. God is there too, for Lydia, for us, for all of creation. And God will use the things of creation to tell us the good news of Jesus. Wheat and grapes that are broken and shared in bread and wine. Water and word that remind us of God's faithful promises to be with us always. And fragile human preachers and parents, friends and neighbors who will bear in their bodies and voices the generosity of God in Christ Jesus. It's as if God actually loves us or something, wants us to exist, gives us all the things of creation, and never lets us go. The story doesn't end with Lydia's baptism, nor does it merely begin. It opens, like her heart. And her home, where she welcomes those apostles, and where the church in Philippi would likely get its start, receiving a letter from Paul and the holy men of God. I thank my God always, every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will see it to completion in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, God is with you in this life, and God is calling you into his life. Your prayers and hospitality, your song and presence, your generosity and faithfulness, they are not things we do. They are who we are. Creatures with a creator, Christians with a Christ, neighbors with neighbors, people with so much to give and yet so much more to receive. As Paul concludes in his letters to the church in Lydia's home, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirits. Amen.